And it's your management that's doing that, or it's customers?
Bad. Real bad.
The customers are real attitude?
Oh, the customers are nice. Absolutely. Canadian professionals. They're all nice. Like, they don't care.
Oh, okay. They're definitely.
Your boss.
Even if they think that you were, that you were, what am I talking about? No, okay.
Oh,
okay. I looked at the address. I know, how is the wedding? I looked through the window. Oh, yeah, I know.
Verification.
No, some people don't believe Bob. Just wanted to see if you are really, if you are an Ottawa or not.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure. You can't be too careful.
This one lady, I had to convince her. I looked at, she lived in Richmond, Ontario. I said, I've never been to Richmond, Ontario. Maybe you went once or twice. I've been living in Ottawa for 35 years. Like, maybe once or twice, but I can tell you Ottawa's future. She goes, oh, I go to Ottawa. I said, well, this is where we are. Because, I don't know where that is. Do you know Carling Avenue? Do you have the city hospital? Yeah, well, then obviously I'm not in India.
Unless you use Google Maps. Come on.
You say it's in the hospital.
No, for sure.
The names have changed. Do I drive you first, Chris?
Yeah.
There's one guy at one time who was too snarky, and he wasn't thing, you know, Orleans, the gallery. That was a residential commercial. And the guy says, are you sure you're in Ottawa? I said, well, you know, I looked at the address early, and I said, well, I used to go see Jimmy Knox and the group in my days. Silence.
Yeah.
How many people in India would know Jimmy Knox and the group? This is not Beatles you're talking about. Silence. What fuck? I don't need this. Where you are located, it's not important. What is I can do for you that's
exactly. Important. That's
not where am I located.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so get in the front and then show me which way to go to the...
Sure, yeah, I can... Yeah,
so you just let me know... oh, yeah, okay. So I'll drop in the money tomorrow morning then.
Okay.
Okay?
If I'm not home,
I'll
drive by and I'll...
I'll stand at your
apartment.
Okay, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. All right, man.
We'll see you
on the
night. Yeah. Take care, man. Okay, you close the back door, eh?
Yeah, I'll man.
No worries. So you just told me which way to
go. Yeah, we're going to go back to... Yeah, we'll take... when we get back to Coventry, we'll take a left.
Oh, okay, I know.
And then we're going to swing by Saint Laurent, then. You just have to
drop... Oh, no, the gas is not expensive. It's the maintenance.
Yeah.
And I have a mechanic friend. You know, I do under the table. So, comes in cheaper and, you know, gives a garage. It's not a somebody's house. It's a real garage.
Nice, okay.
I think my, either the water pump is leaking, the antifreeze in 2 weeks drained, so I went and filled up some more in his place. I'm going to see, but maintenance is the most important. That's where you spend money.
Right.
Not on gas.
Oh, no. Well, that's it. And I'm thinking for, so if I just fork over gas money, I don't care. Like, that's 10 bucks.
Do they have, carpool from Manikil?
I'm looking.
I know my girlfriend told me she lives in bars. She told me people have carpool from bars, and I seen fucking parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
For people to park the car. But I've never, but she told me that. Because she told me I can move in there and all that stuff. I thought of me, I'm paying $700 plus. $35 for hydro a month. It's one fucking bedroom, and I don't have stereos, nothing. So I said, okay, maybe I have a bird. She's on her way out almost another few years or so. So I said, we're going to see the cat and the dog, so we can't have the bird and all the same. So I go to bar.